people that have immediately resonated with it have been larger IT organizations that already have existing management practices in place, and any of the outsourcers where they've said, we can immediately offer to our customers better capabilities and higher uptime as a result of this technology.
In today's news, Intel Corporation announced a new technology that can make life for IT managers a whole lot easier. It's PodTech News for Thursday, September 7th. I'm Catherine Girardeau. The vPro hardware and software package sports embedded management and virtualization capabilities that take over many routine PC maintenance and security tasks. In a press statement, Intel said early trials with select Fortune 500 companies such as BMW showed an average potential cost savings of 40%. That savings would presumably come both from automating routine management and security functions and the energy efficiency of the Core 2 Duo chipset that powers the vPro platform. Intel also announced today a number of software companies offering products optimized for vPro, including Cisco Systems, Hewlett-Packard, Microsoft, and Symantec. On the line to talk with me about this from Intel headquarters is Will Swope. He's Corporate Vice President and Director of Intel Corporation's Digital Enterprise Brand Management. I asked him what problems for businesses Intel is trying to solve with vPro.
The issue with business clients has been, over the last 5 to 10 years, the complexity of the software that we're trying to run on them and the distributed nature of the business environments that we're trying to support have led to an escalation of the support costs of business clients. The street price, the purchase price, has been dropping, but the support costs has been rising. You want to be able to run complex software. Many people are running simulations on their desktops. You're certainly running all sorts of accounting packages, and if you're a small business, right, you're looking at videos on them, you're trying to do your websites on them, you're doing a whole bunch of things with them, right?
Pushing the processors, in other words.
Exactly right. But what's happened over the years is a processor in and of itself is actually gotten to be less important to the typical IT manager. In fact, if the end user goes a little bit slower, they just don't care. They don't think about productivity that way. When they think about productivity, they think about the cost to keep the user running. So if you need to download a software patch and you can do it remotely, great. If you have to do it when the user's at his machine, it's a little bit worse. So you start looking at that and you keep going up in complexity until you get to, we need to dispatch a person to go on site and fix a user who's down. That is very, very expensive. So about 4 years ago, Intel took a series of architects and engineers out of our IT department, because we have a relatively large IT department at Intel, and we put them to work on how would we design a completely new class of business client. And the result of that is vPro. And what we have is we have extensive manageability capability in vPro. In fact, we introduced some of that capability last year. In the vPro brand itself now, we've augmented that capability. We have a great processor, and this is the new core microarchitecture from Intel. It's dual core, it's extremely fast, and it's on the average 30 to 40% faster than any other desktop processor, and it does it at approximately 30 to 40% less power consumption than any other processor. So this is just flat-tailed. This is the best desktop processor on the planet today. We have integrated graphics with this, which is more than sufficient for most business users, very strong in 2D, actually pretty respectable 3D performance at this stage as well. But it's got extensive manageability. And it's got virtualization, so you can actually run a guest operating system, and that guest operating system, of course, can support your manageability software, so it's protected from attacks in its own right.
One thing that I read about the manageability is that it can run while the computer is actually off?
Yeah, exactly. And you start thinking about that, you say, okay, why would you do that? And the reason you do that is because a lot of the software and updates now happen at night. We can go in, turn the machine on, check its status, clear out of viruses, if there are viruses there, download new software, and turn the machine back off. Another feature of this machine, it has the ability, if it knows it's spoofing an IP address, I know I just got lost 80% of your audience, but let me just talk technical geek for just 30 seconds here. If indeed there's a virus that then is screwing out false IP addresses and trying to basically do a quality of service attack on the network itself, what this machine can do, it will automatically disconnect itself from the network. And then, through another connection, it can back-channel the updates to the management console. So, the first issue you have is you try to stop attacks from happening. Once they're happening, then the next thing you want to do is you want to clear all the infected machines off the network as soon as possible, and then bring them back in an orderly state. And that technology is part of an advanced network interface connection, the NIC, that we have as part of the vPro brand. The major customers for vPro technology are businesses that use business clients, i.e. PCs, as integral to their business. People that have immediately resonated with it have been larger IT organizations that already have existing management practices in place, and any of the outsourcers where they've said, we can immediately offer to our customers better capabilities and higher uptime as a result of this technology. Those are places where we've already gotten very strong acceptance of this.
Do you see vPro fitting into your competitive business strategy in the face of encroachment on market share from AMD?
AMD does not have a competitive offering in this space today. It doesn't mean they can't develop it, but we know we've been working on this for about 4 years. In summary, I'd say there are two things about vPro that one might want to consider. First, one does not have to deploy all the technologies that we've made available. Think about it as future-proofing your business. You can purchase it today, and what you get is a great processor, you get great graphics, you get great business capabilities right now, and then you can deploy the advanced manageability and the advanced information technology, and you can employ those features as you roll them into your enterprise suites. Or you can pay today to have an outsourcer come in and do those for you. That's message number one, right? And message number two is that Intel has really been thinking through the actual issues associated with business clients for a number of years now. So this is not something that we kind of came up with one day. This is something that's been a concerted effort for us for the better part of 4 years, and we're really proud of the result.
Will Swope, Corporate Vice President and Director of Intel Corporation's Digital Enterprise Brand Management.
Isn't technology wonderful?
It's fabulous. For the latest in tech news, be sure to check back with www.podtech.net/news. This is PodTech News. Thanks for listening.